Going well with the new mic so far, then.
Yeah. It's an improvement. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 94. First Friday, sometime, blah, blah, blah. I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
On my right by Neil.
Hello.
And then the mime in the background, pretending that he's trying to lift a heavy box, is Pilch. But you can't hear him because there's no voice. He's got technical problems with his mic, apparently. So he will come in and join us forthwith. I don't know if you can hear that panting behind me. That's not some weird sex crazy maniac. It's my dog. I don't know what he's got going on right now.
But or is he a dog?
He's a sex crazy maniac.
Say again.
I was saying it maybe is a sex crazy maniac behind you, the dog.
Oh, yeah, well, he he's not a sex crazy maniac. You know, he never tries to hump other dogs. No, he's fixed.
He just barks at them.
And he just tries to kill TV them. Dogs. Yeah, yeah. He's a fighter, not a lover. Let's crack on then and start off covering FPL is up there at the start. Neil, this is your
did
baby.
Did we talk anything about this last week or not? I can't remember now. I think we did, didn't we?
No, well, we missed we talked about it later, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about it this week because I did shit last week.
Okay. Currently, Christian Sumu is in first place. I'm hot on his heels in second place.
Oh, you've been looking because you're doing all right, I assume. You have not lost interest yet.
I have not lost interest because I am doing okay. I always, and I can tell you categorically, I always start the season strong. Every year I start strong. But we'll see how it goes. It's a marathon.
Yeah, I had
a
bad week last week.
I did go triple captain on Salah.
I put Stella in this week, so I cost myself 4 points last week making two transfers, and I cost myself another 4 points this week making two transfers.
Oh, mate! I would say that is a killer mistake. Never cost yourself points.
Only 4 points.
Only 4 points.
Yeah, but now I've got Salah in my team. That sounds odd.
Does it sound healthy? Oh, that does not sound healthy. He's been abducted by aliens.
I'm putting a fish tank.
You've got some weird effect on your voice, Pilch. What is that? It just says something about fucking shit.
All right, now.
Oh,
hello. I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
Well, no, that sounded very odd. It did literally sound like some 60s alien.
All right.
Sounded
like that.
Oh, he's got toys. He's got buttons to press, hasn't he?
Yes. Unfortunately, I've obviously pressed the wrong button at some point.
You sounded like a cross between Davros and Ricky from EastEnders.
Lovely. Does it sound all right now?
Oh, it sounds very good.
Sounds
now.
Just lovely. Fine now.
What have I missed?
Not much. Not much. We're just talking about the Fantasy Premier League.
Okay. Oh, no, we don't need to talk about that.
Okay,
still all right.
Okay, well, then let's move on then. The Seal Podcast Twitch channel seems to be motoring along quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done anything. I think I missed last week.
Did you not do something on Sunday?
No. You did something on Sunday, didn't you? Yeah, I know what I did on Sunday. We'll come to that in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Don't start me. I can feel my blood pressure rising now. Any comments on the Seal Podcast Twitch channel?
Yeah, I just literally did a stream earlier today. Did some Halo Infinite flighting. That's the first time since I've got all my kit. It's the first stream I've done, I think.
Okay. Yeah, because have you talked about any of this fancy kit? Have we?
Yeah, we talked about it. I got my new monitor last week, so that was Monday.
But you have your little button things.
Yeah,
don't
that
you?
Was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, streamed. Yeah. Back.
Nice. So, nice. Yeah. Is it all working how you like it, or are you tweaking as you go?
Well, I think there might be some tweaks to make as time goes by when I find new things you can do, maybe. Maybe I'll get a voice changer on.
I wouldn't if I was you.
Right there, Pilch, are you building something or what?
I'm just going to plug something else in. Don't worry about me. Go on. Can you pick all that shit up on this mic, can you?
Yeah, we can hear it all, yeah.
Everything up, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right. Sounds like you're descaling a fish or something.
Okay, I'll stop moving now then.
Okay, so then what else? Oh, okay, so I have something in here. Self-ed, final battle. So we were talking about the guy who did the intro music for us.
He didn't do it for us.
Sorry, who did the intro music that we borrowed? Sorry, I got distracted because someone was moving furniture in the background there.
Stop moving.
Just, yes. I'll fix it in post. I was going through some messages here, and it turns out I found where I'd actually messaged him on Reddit, which is where I'd found his music. So I contacted him again today. Cool. And I sent him a message saying, hey, how are you? Just wanted to say thanks very much for letting us use the intro music. And I said, we're coming up for 100 episodes. So just to let you know that it's not been in vain. You know, we've been hard at it, and it's been great, and everyone loves it. And he sent us a message. He said, hi, Fraser, 100 episodes. That's great. Congratulations. I hope you continue doing what you love. I feel great knowing people started to like my songs, and I feel great knowing someone would like to put one of my songs in his podcast, and I thank you for that. It feels nice hearing the song in the intro. I have been releasing songs this year. If you'd like to help me by just telling my name or putting my Spotify, it would be great. Anything would be great. Also, if you would like any song, I can send it to you so you can use it in the podcast. I hope you have success in your dreams. Sorry for the bad English. I'm not a native speaker. Regards, Rod.
Oh. Thank you very
isn't
much.
Great.
Rod.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Mm. Yeah. Well,
probably speaks better English than native English.
People who not a native English people who always apologize for their poor English are always pretty good at English, I find.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's great.
That sweet Twitch money, isn't he?
Sweet tweet. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm gonna let you down gently, right? I feel bad. Like, I just wondered when I was sending them email, like, what part of the email is, you know, hey, we've been using your the intro to our podcast for nearly 100 episodes. Like, I wonder who's waiting for that delivery at the end. Just like, here's your, where should we send the royalty check? No royalty checks yet, Rod. I'm sorry. One day soon, we hope. But that's
get
great.
The HelloFresh sponsorship.
Oh yeah, that sweet, sweet HelloFresh money.
So what's his Spotify?
So his Spotify is Self-Ed, S-E-L-F for Fred, E-D, Self-Ed, S-E-L-F-E-D. And then he's also got SoundCloud on here, which is again the same Self-Ed. If you look up Self-Ed, S-E-L-F-E-D, what I'll do is I'll post, actually, you know, this time I'll post, I make a note and I must remember, and I think I'll post them in the show notes, show description. And, he's actually got another song on SoundCloud called Frequencies, which I quite like. I'm just checking it out. I'm going to ask him for a copy of that, I think, and just see if I can tweak that to maybe do a guest intro with that one, because I quite like it. That's great. That really
if we could use it on Twitch then.
That's a good point. I'll ask him. Rather than ask him, I'll tell him to listen to the episode. All the questions are in the episode, Rod. Just can you go listen to it, please? So, we'll keep the dot. I actually sent him another email back asking him for some details on himself, because I'm just curious, like, to know where he's from and all that. He didn't let me know that. He hasn't replied. Maybe he doesn't want to. maybe I'm overstepping the mark, but I'm sure he will reply. And anyway, it was nice to have dialogue with him. And what a great guy.
You only ever hear the first sort of 30 seconds, is it? Is it 30 seconds you play? I don't know how much.
About 30 seconds I play. The intro song is called Final Battle, and I just use the first 30 seconds. But on
definitely kicks off a bit later on in the tune.
Yeah, a number of times I've listened to the full thing, and it's really good. I really do like it. So I'm pleased I managed to get in touch with him today. That's great.
Oh, yes.
Let's move on to emails. Are we up to date on these? Because I saw some stuff coming in late. I know you guys are super efficient.
I think that's everything. Yeah. Unless you want to talk about the stream summary.
You got Adam Bloomfield as well, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Stream summary? What's the stream summary?
That's what we got from Twitch after I finished streaming.
Oh, yeah. No, we won't talk about that.
Interesting.
No. He who was mentioned earlier, top of the Fantasy Premier League, Christian Barkley says, evening, fellas. Hope you're all well. So there's loads of buzz about the new Apple TV show that dropped today called Foundation. Are any of you familiar with the book? I finally got a... are any of you familiar with the book?
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah. Isaac Asimov.
That was it.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It's great.
That was back from the 80s, right? Did you write that in the 70s or the 80s? 70s?
It definitely would have been a long time ago.
It was, I think, mid to late 70s.
Right.
iRobot, did he do that as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, Foundation was it's a series of short stories. And basically any most robotic stories style things. Yeah, and the four laws of robotics. That's all Isaac Asimov. He basically pioneered all about robotics. You know, the 70s movement of how robotics will be shaping the future and everything like that. Most of that was originated by him in the Foundation's book.
Yeah, he's the man for that stuff, right?
Yep.
Yeah, cool. I'll check that out for sure.
You still got Apple TV then, have you?
Yeah, I think I've got it for another month or so. There's some other stuff am I watching that at the moment? Anyway, we'll come to that as well. And what we're watching. He also says, I finally got around to watching Invincible. I loved it. Great recommendation, Fraser. No one else watched Invincible yet, did they?
Oh, that was the cartoon thing, wasn't it?
Yep.
No, I haven't watched it.
No. See, he says he loved it. See, you got to watch it. It's good.
Have I got to watch it?
Yeah, you have to.
Oh. Is it? Am I contractually obliged somehow?
It's the law.
Okay. I'll watch that again. I might watch that.
What was that?
Dread.
Is it the second one or the first one?
Not one with Sylvester Stallone.
I think the one with Sylvester Stallone is a great romp.
Is it? Yes. It's stupid fun. Yeah.
The one with Carl Urban is hardcore.
Yeah, that's pretty dark.
I think that was that the second that one was how it was supposed to be, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I never read comics of any description, really. Other than the Beano maybe when I was about 6.
No, but, you didn't have that period, that teen period of reading comics and stuff, no?
I didn't either, really.
Too busy masturbating.
Oh, okay. TMI. He also says, love all of your content on Twitch. The game Dave was playing in the week was brutal.
Chivalry 2, I think it was.
Yeah, I watched a bit of that. Yeah, that was funny.
It is quite amusing.
Yep.
Is cereal a soup, he says.
Don't make my soup with milk usually, but
I don't think so.
No, you can't.
Depends if you put milk in it. If you don't,
you put cream in some soup, though, don't you? Like cream and mushroom.
To be honest, I don't really make soups either. So
no,
apart from cereal with milk.
Obviously. I think he's clutching on that question.
And soup's hot as well. Well, my soup's usually warm.
Not all soup.
Just soup.
Arnold Rimmer's famous last words.
I know. Sorry. I nearly spat my drink out when you said that. Yeah. I don't know.
No.
No.
All right. Any more no's?
I'm saying no.
All right. Three. That's sorry. Minimum three no's. Dave? Oh, he's on the fence. Well, it doesn't matter. Three to one.
It requires more thought. There you go.
Does not require any more thought. Not here, anyway.
Okay, requires a few more beers. There you go.
Excuse me. He says, have a fantastic weekend, Christian. Thank you, Christian. At the thank bottom, you. He says, Europe. I don't know. What's that reference for?
That's the final countdown, I think.
Oh.
No, I think it's the Gulf.
Oh
yeah, it's the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll start cheering for the USA if I were you.
Really?
Well, they have something like 11 out of the 11 out of their 12 players are ranked number 2 to 12 in the world or something.
Oh, nice. So. Does Britain get to go? Now
yeah,
not
because
Europe?
It's not the EU, it's Europe. In fact, I think it's mostly... Okay. Well, I don't know, there's definitely a few Spanish players, a couple of Spanish ones, a couple of Irish ones. I don't even know. There's quite a few, like, UK-based, as far as I know. It usually is, anyway.
We might have left the Ryder Cup. We might have left the bureaucratic system, but we are still in Europe. They haven't moved us, pushed a little island further away.
They didn't move it.
It can still compete in such events.
Okay, all right. Oh, well.
One English team won the European Cup last year, as you may know, Fraser.
Who was that?
Can't think. Some bunch of idiots.
We don't fucking talk about them, do we?
Yeah, we do. Only when you bring it up.
Yeah. I'm not bringing it up this week.
Oh, yeah. No, okay, fair enough.
No.
No. Let's not talk about that. 3-0. All right. Adam Bloomfield sent... thanks, Christian, by the way. Adam Bloomfield, friend of the show, says, hi, gents. What would win in a fight? Cat versus dolphin?
Are we doing... Okay, right.
We'll go one by one.
It depends where it's occurring, I'd say.
That's exactly
what I was going to say. It's the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. I reckon the cat's going to win.
I don't know. I think even out of land, dolphin's got a lot of weight on a cat. Something could go horribly wrong. I mean, the cat could just wait the fight out, right?
Like, yeah, the cat will just sit and wait for the dolphin to...
Licking his balls.
Like, just look at it going, what the fuck is that? Yeah. That's a big fish, isn't it?
Yeah, but if it got a little bit feisty and the dolphin, one swipe of that tail, I think the dolphin, you know, there's an outside chance.
I assume you've trained these animals to fight each other first.
In the water, a cat stands no chance.
But does a cat even get in the water? In the first place, does it win by not even entering into the arena? I'm not getting in that water.
I guess it is a domestic cat we're talking about, because a jaguar, they're definitely suited to water. They'll go in and take out crocs and caimans and all that. Oh yeah, and dragon.
I think that's the one that always
they're
kills
insanely
you in
hardcore jaguars.
Is that what kills you in Red Dead? Is that a jaguar in the swamps?
I think that's a lynx.
I think that's just crashing on your horse.
I don't think you in Red Dead. Red Dead's North America. I don't think jaguars. There's no jaguars in North America.
They're Asian.
You've got a jaguar in North America. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Don't talk to me about my jaguar, but that's coming up soon as well.
Oh dear.
So what do you reckon? Votes for cat or dolphin?
I fancy a dolphin, to be honest. It's got definitely feels like a physically more powerful.
I'm going dolphin. One thwack of the old tail, mate. The cat will be gone, won't it?
There we go, Dave.
I'd say cat, if it's on land.
It's always one. Why can't we just agree?
I don't think a cat's going to be able to harm it.
All right, ignoring cereal soup there. Let's move on to... Parrot versus camel.
Right, if it's in the air, the camel's just going to fall and die.
Hang on, let's be realistic. We've got to assume that the parrot's flying and the camel is in the desert.
Right.
So I think the parrot can peck its eyes out, so the camel's going to lose.
Oh.
Give it some good shit talking as well while it was doing it, a parrot, couldn't it?
Well, it only repeat what the camel was
saying. Fly around saying, "What's up, Jimmy? Stitch this."
The camel would soon get the amp.
He's been planning that one for a while.
Did you?
Well, camels can spit, can't they? Like, ooh,
take it out from the air.
Yeah. Like,
if it was a mutant camel? Like, they went and it was an attack of the mutant camels. They were pretty dangerous, as I recall.
I think parrot is going to be the same as the cat. It's going to be over cocky and it's going to make a mistake. And then the weight difference and the size difference is going to be its undoing. I'm going to go camel.
I'd say camel because their mouths are massive. They're just one chomp of the parrot. Parrots are...
Yeah, they're vegetarians though, aren't they?
Yeah, but stop them...
In a fight to the death, I don't think he's going to get
cheesy. Might be. Is this vegan?
All right. Can I have your vote then, please?
Me?
Yep. You got two camels.
I'm going parrot.
If it's a thigh? Yeah, I think and the parrot's going to... It's got some
I can't believe you think a parrot can take a camel out.
How the fuck is a camel going to do anything?
Well, you can imagine a camel could just stomp on a parrot. I can't
believe... Camels are massive.
I can't actually.
Why is a parrot going to stand around on the ground waiting for a camel to stomp on?
Oh, right. Also, the carrot. The carrot?
Carrot versus camel.
A parrot would be absolutely exhausted because it's flown about 6 miles from the nearest tree.
Right.
By the time he gets to the middle of the desert.
Are you talking yourself out of the parrot now?
Oh, I think I might be. No, parrot. Parrot.
That's so wrong. I can't think of any scenario where a parrot kills a camel. At all.
Well, you can think of one where a camel...
Even if it pecked its eyes out. The only thing I could imagine was it went down its gullet and choked it to death. But then the parrot probably doesn't make it out alive either. You've got nothing.
I think if it was a flock of parrots...
Right. No.
While the camel was asleep. Or sedated.
No, those are variables that are not allowed in this. All right, it's a draw. I don't believe I just said that. Buttered toast versus raw coconut.
Well, coconut. Maybe this is a subject for the weekend, is it? The weekend street in Pilcher.
It's got to get... Christ. I'm gonna say coconut because if you whacked the toast with a piece if you whack the coconut with a piece of toast, it ain't gonna do much. But if you whack the toast with a coconut, it'll mush it to pieces. I'm going coconut.
Well, I'll go coconut as well because toast is edible and you can eat it, and raw coconut is not edible, so you just leave it. Oh, no. So the toast will go. So yeah. Coconut.
Brilliant. Dave can have my vote for that. I was going to go coconut anyway, but that's just awesome. That was just I was not thinking that strategy. What have we got? Three coconuts?
Coconut was like, if the toast was so heavily buttered that the coconut like went to hit it, but just slipped off because it was so buttery and like smashed itself to pieces on the ground.
Again, I have problems. Problems I'm having with this is that if the coconut went to hit the toast, like it's just, I don't know.
How's it going to do that?
I don't know.
Something's got to project it somehow.
I think if you came back raw coconut, if you even just left raw, if the fight, because I don't think these things can fight, I'm pretty sure. And if you just left them and came back to check on the fight, maybe a day or two later, I think you'd find more raw. Oh, assuming the raw coconut is... What is it, a chunk of raw coconut? I can't believe we're going to deep dive into this.
Let's assume it's still in its shell.
They last fucking ages, the whole coconut.
I'm imagining
a piece of buttered toast.
I'm imagining a bounty-style coconut where it's split into two.
Well, that's cooked coconut, though, not raw, surely.
That's factory-processed, like years in the making.
No, not in the bounty, but, you know, on the advert or the display where there's like a half... There's a coconut split in two.
Oh. Like,
pristine... split sort of presenting itself.
I think we need to do, I think if we do a little Google search of what has killed more people, coconuts or buttered toast. I think it's going to be coconut. So no,
people have shaped on toast, mate, easily.
Yeah, plus long-term eating buttered toast, there's a lot of heart disease issues you can start to bring into the conversation.
Well, raw coconut is surely filled with is full of saturated fats in it, coconut.
Coconut's not that good for you either, no.
No.
I don't think. I think in moderation, but what? I don't know. Anyway, okay, yeah, sorry. Okay. What are
speaking
we
of moderation.
There's three coconut, one toast, I think it was.
Oh, okay, coconut's the winner. What is happening in this podcast?
Thanks, Adam.
I think we've invited this upon ourselves.
Yeah, it was awesome. I don't know where we're... Imagine what it's going to be like in another 100 episodes. How we'll have evolved. I don't know. All right, tweets. We've got Bevs. That's new. I don't think we've seen Bevs before, have we?
I don't know, to be honest. He's definitely...
I can't see the Twitch name on here, so maybe it's somebody that I just don't recognize the name. Stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the name matches from Twitter to Twitch.
Okay. Bev says, I'm enjoying the Twitch streams, especially the Warzone ones. I wonder if Chinny would tag along for a stream, as I know he's a fan of Warzone. Ace Podcast, keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, thanks, I don't know what's happened to Pilch on Warzone and Garden.
What are you on about? I was waiting to play the other night and none of you fuckers come on.
When's this?
I can't play on a Wednesday. I do it downloaded, so I should play.
Did I even send a message to everybody?
I think you did. And then I was like, and then I sent a sarcastic, like, because you sent a gif of like people running away.
That was you, wasn't it?
Oh, was it me? I sent one.
All right, let me just scroll back and let's see what happens.
You do have to push me and get me into a game. We should do a foursome.
Yeah.
We definitely should.
When's Left 4 Dead or whatever the fuck it was called?
Back for Blood.
That's not coming. That's coming soon. A couple of weeks, I think. 18th of October or something like that.
I think we can play that one to death.
I think we got to try and finish it for sure.
Mm.
And I think if the more we played, we'd play as a better fighting squad. I'm convinced of it. Like,
I think we did all right considering we only played it for about an hour or whatever.
That was the first time we'd ever played a shooter like that together. I think if we get clever at covering things and looking out for each other and
learning the mechanics of the actual game,
and the characters,
I think that we can have a lot of fun with that for sure. Would Chinny tag along for some Warzone?
I've not heard him say anything about Warzone recently. He's in a bit of a... He seems to have lost his game in mojo, generally. He's been, like, saying that he's not finding the love, I guess, of playing games.
Yeah, that happens.
Almost forced into playing stuff, isn't he? From what I've heard recently. But
right,
maybe he's just knocking around with Warzone in the background.
Yeah, well, if that's true, I think I've been gaming long enough to tell you that we all know that happens, right? You just get a point where you start to you know, it's all,
you know,
peaks and troughs and whatnot.
Real world issues and, well, not issues, but, you know, priorities and
stuff
like that. And
yeah. Yep. So we'll see.
Someone who's got plenty of time on his hands, Stuart, with his question.
Stuart with his question, yeah. So he says, thanks, Bevs, by the way. Stuart says, in the weeks that saw support documents suggesting Google Stadia voice chat on Android may launch soon, how will Xbox get a new Edge browser that can play Stadia games and access Discord? Could it see a boost in users joining Stadia? And could it save them?
So, yeah, the Xbox news is that they're getting a browser that will enable...
Well, you'll be able to play Stadia on the Xbox?
On the Xbox through the Edge browser, yeah.
Well, the Edge browser based on Chrome, so I guess. Mm-hmm. I thought it was already based on Chrome. But...
It is, yeah, it's a Chromium development.
But if you've got an Xbox, why the fuck would you want to play Stadia?
I don't know, maybe you've got too much money and fancy throwing some away.
You know,
yep.
I'm gonna shock you. I've got a feeling I'm just suddenly getting a parting of the clouds where I can just imagine that Stadia could somewhat make a breakthrough if they really sorted out the ability to have, because all the kids are on Discord, right? All the kids are on chat, right, chatting to each other.
Yep.
If Stadia could nail that down, where there was a cheap way for parents to give their kids, you know, up-to-date games with chat functionality, they could kill it. I reckon they could possibly kill it.
No, they won't.
No.
You don't think so?
No, because you can't.
I mean, look at the market right now.
Father Christmas is not going to bring a Stadia, is he? Let's be honest.
But
just Father Christmas is going to go, ooh, look at this nice big box with an Xbox or a PlayStation in, or this controller and a Chromecast.
Yeah, but you know what? That shit's expensive. Things aren't getting cheaper. People are not. It's not. You know, the good times are over. If you could get little Johnny wanted to play, imagine if there was cross play, right? And little Johnny is dying to play Destiny.
I'm not
going to
imagine
friends.
That. No, you can. Destiny has got cross play across all platforms, even Stadia.
Right, but what can run it?
Pretty much everything.
Right, but what if you can't afford everything, but you could afford?
But you can afford a Stadia.
Stadia's not, but Stadia doesn't have to be that expensive, does it? As an initial outlet.
Giving it away with the other week.
Right.
They were giving it away with something else, weren't it? If you signed up for YouTube Premium, then they were giving you a Google Stadia or something.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know.
I think. It's all about marketing. Like,
they don't seem willing to do any of that, though, do they?
No, I've seen a few YouTube adverts, but.
On the platform they own, that they're actually pushing adverts for Stadia.
Yeah. So, I don't know. They need to get it into parents' faces. Say, look. They
need to get it in game. We're Argos.
Yeah.
But how do you... Who are you selling it to?
You've got to sell it to parents.
Do you sell it to the kids? Is like, hey, kids. Kids aren't stupid, right?
Mm.
I guess maybe the younger ones.
It's got to ask Christmas for it, haven't they? At the end of the day,
They've got to want it though.
Exactly. So you need to convince the kids. Can you play Fortnite on Stadia? I can't play it on fucking iPhones anymore.
Someone's been watching the news.
Don't look like it's coming back to iPhones anytime soon either, does it?
Oh, right. I was like, that serious. I know there was a lawsuit about it, but...
Well, that all kind of closed up, but there's all appeal in it, aren't they?
They both
lost, I think, didn't they?
Depends on how you look at it.
Your audio is terrible, mate.
What?
Yeah, you're crackling.
I'm crackling now, am I?
Yep.
Why?
Is that one of your effects?
No.
All right, let's just take 2 seconds and see if we get Pilch to sort that out. Okay, sorry, where were we?
We were dissing Stadia.
Was it Stadia? I don't think I was dissing Stadia. I was seeing a ray of sunshine, a glimmer of hope for Stadia.
I'm just not convinced that you're being genuine.
I am being genuine because I'm just can see. I can envision a world where Stadia could be a good purchase for kids, for a cheap way to buy a gaming something for your kids that isn't going to play shitty games. It's actually going to play decent games, and if they can converse with their friends and socialize in the world that we have now, where everyone's trying to socialize online, it could be a real game changer for them.
But Xbox already have that?
It depends.
Because you now don't need an Xbox, do you?
Well, maybe not. Okay, so then it's going to be who can use that on a browser.
Like,
yeah, who can get to the market the quickest? Anyway, okay, that's enough. Anyway, look, I think that's a shocker for the episode, is that I actually went a little bit Stadia positive. I identify as Stadia positive, by the way. I just like to let you know.
What's your pronoun?
thank you, Stuart. Appreciate it. Actually, did anybody see Stuart's tweets? I saw very briefly, I dipped my toe in the cesspool of Twitter today and saw he was reviewing some handheld. Did you see that? Anybody see that?
No, what, the attachment for your phone?
No, I didn't look into it. That's why I'm asking, because I didn't really...
The backbone?
Is that what it was?
So you basically, you get a controller for your phone for Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, okay.
Another nail in the coffin of Stadia.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, everyone's got phones. That's a good point. Or their mums do. Okay, thanks, Stuart. Lord says, just tell Neil I'm coming for him. His days on the leaderboard are numbered.
I assume this is Art of Rally he's referring to. I seem to recall him saying how difficult it was in the Discord.
Oh, did he? Is he in a bit of trouble?
He did also post a picture of the leaderboard for one specific, what's they call them? Those jumps in Forza Horizon 4?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, there's a jump where you go through the windmill, Forza Horizon 4.
Oh, is that the one it was? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I did quite well on that one.
What are you saying? That basically he's full of shit?
No.
That's a big ass
jump he did on there, because I couldn't beat his jump.
Okay. All right. I thought you were challenging him there.
But no, the Art of Rally.
Is it on? Bring it on. Oh, it's on.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I'd like even to see, like, if anyone beats me on there, I'll be impressed. Because I ain't seen anyone anywhere near me, to be fair.
I saw his post and I was like, oh, maybe I should get involved in that. And I was just like, I can't. I'll never be as good. I'm never that great at driving games. I'll just end up wanting to just kill the game. So.
Yeah, but it's good though.
Yeah, I haven't uninstalled it yet though. So. How are you doing? Are you talking about that today?
I haven't put it on there, but I am still dabbling in there every day-ish.
Mm.
Going on and doing like the daily. I don't know if I've done the daily today, though. I'll miss the day.
Has Lord appeared on any of these leaderboards yet?
I've not seen him yet. But, you know, I haven't gone through every single one yet.
You know, if he's going to make a play, he should be at least appearing.
If he does beat me, I want to know, because then I'll be back on it. Because it might be an old time that I haven't gone back and done.
Well, you got it. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Because I flicked through the leaderboards and gone, oh, look, someone's ahead of me there. So I've gone and done it again and gone, not anymore. You've
gone and dealt with that swiftly.
Yeah.
I like it. Keeping your manner.
But I couldn't do his jump. I couldn't surpass his 500 and whatever meter jump that he managed on that. I got to over 500 meters, which was a huge improvement on what I'd previously done.
But you beat me then.
Yeah, you were on like 300 and something, I think.
Does it tell you what vehicle it is?
He did it in a Ferrari something or other, 599, I think it was. And I found the fastest car that I had was it's not an IMAC, because that's a fucking hair removal device or something. It's like a Primac or something. It's an electric vehicle. It's got two gears and it goes fucking stupid fast, and it accelerates ridiculously quick, like all electric cars.
I probably used the McLaren Senna, I would have thought.
I think you did, yes. That's what it's on the list, yeah.
Oh, I saw a McLaren today. I'm pretty sure it was a McLaren. I didn't get close to it, but too close to it. But I didn't recognize it. I'd never seen one of them before. So what do they got? I'll look that up in the meantime. But
wings and spoilers all over them. You'd be like, it's got...
It had a massive spoiler, which raised at the back once you got maybe. Above.
Oh, no. That's probably the P1, I think.
Let's see. I need to see
it's got a very nice like light array on the back end.
Anyway, I'll look that up and talk about it later. Okay. All right. Well, let's watch this space then for the Lord Veen versus Neil.
Yeah, I'm interested. I want someone to try and beat me, because running out of things to do. Because I'm literally going through each group now and going through time attack and setting a time on every course.
Right.
Is what I keep chipping away at when I'm not doing anything else, really.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hopefully you can get some real competition soon.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lord. John Mouse, friend of the show, says, when you tell... hasn't been a Joysticks and Chill for a while. I'm hoping. Are we seeing one drop today, do we think? A couple of weeks off. Yet. Yeah. Keep my fingers crossed, boys. Keep my fingers crossed.
Can you come back to prove you wrong? Whenever you mention it, they put another show out. So.
Oh, yeah, okay, maybe they have to prove me wrong again. Well, I'm not saying it. I'm just hoping I'm hoping we see one. John says, when you tell non-gaming people you do a podcast, how do they react?
Dave. I don't tell anybody. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Pilch, go on then, Pilch.
No, I don't actually bother to tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not worth explaining it, is it?
I just come on the back of that one, as I tell very few people. I don't talk about it with anyone I work with, any professional association or whatever. Close friends know. That's pretty much it. My neighbors don't know. I never tell them.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same as me. Like, only my very closest friends know. One person at work knows who I'm a friend with. It's my missus that tells other people.
Yeah, mine does that. And I'm like, can you just not do that?
She's quite proud of me for doing it, and you know, my daughter is as well, so
yeah, it's like I get the whole what's the name of your podcast? I'm not telling you. Like,
yeah, no, kids, my wife,
like, we want to listen to your podcast. I'm like, no, you're not listening to my podcast. You definitely can't listen to my podcast. We've talked about some shit on there that I don't really know what you're listening to.
Yeah, it's good. No, I mean, I like talking about it to people if they're interested in it, but I don't go talking about it.
You haven't got a t-shirt?
No.
Ooh. Maybe we should do some merch.
Most people, like, I guess probably reactions are people you're telling are people who should be interested in it. So, because they're interested. No. I'm interested, Neil.
Well, all of my tell me you do a podcast. Associates are all too old. They're like, you talk about video games.
Yeah, my answer to that is like, nah, we
not don't really. Talk about, no, just get pissed really, and talk about bollocks mostly.
Yeah. It's like the nucleus of it, but it's really not the show anymore, is it? So, how do they react? Just fine, thank you. Anyone else? Any more on that? No, we're good.
How do I react when my wife tells someone I do a podcast? Is usually like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Let's move on to the general week stuff. Neil.
Hello.
Hello.
Got my tools out last week.
Yeah.
I fixed my thumb as well.
Proper fixed, is it?
It's proper fixed. It's back in situ.
How many bits did you have left?
None. I was quite impressed. I only slightly fucked up putting it back together. When I went and put it back together, I went, I think I've just put the wrong screw in that bit and I need to swap it for the other one. So, yeah, but it was relatively easy to resolve that slight error.
The
motor belt. Worked fine. As I said, I could hear the motor working fine. People doubting me. So instead of spending at least £200 on a new tumble dryer, I spent £15 on a belt and postage. So yeah, I've got an energy inefficient tumble dryer, but it only cost me £15 to get it working instead of spending like £500 on an energy efficient tumble dryer.
How good does that feel?
Would have taken about fucking 3 years to pay off the difference.
Right, right. But let's get to the crux. Let's get to the real meat here. It's like, what do you feel, mate?
Felt pretty good.
Yeah, right.
Pretty good. Like, it didn't really take me that long to do either. Because when I first watched the video, I was like, I ain't doing that. I can't be arsed. And then spent a fucking multiple times more than that looking for a new tumble dryer. I went, nah, fuck it, I'm gonna try and fix it. But yeah.
You gotta have a go.
That is relatively straightforward, I've got to be honest. The tumble dryers are pretty straightforward.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, about your missus telling people about the podcast. You know what she's gonna be doing this week? She's gonna be going, Neil fixed it.
She's not fucking impressed with that in the slightest, Fraser.
What?
What? You just need to get a little trip up to the boudoir.
No. She was like, she didn't even say a word, really.
Oh, long she's got to be slightly impressed that you got the tools out and fixed it.
Nope.
That's when you get the tools out again, break it again, and say, there you go, you fix it.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't make a big enough deal about it, I guess.
Anyway, I'm impressed.
Yeah. Good. That's the important thing.
Yeah, I'm going to ditch Pilch. I'm going to try and woo you now.
I'm used to it.
Well, that's
good. Yeah, I say, like, I've never been one to fucking... I used to be a kid who'd take things apart when I was, like, I don't know, early teens. I used to, like, if something broke, I would fucking take it apart and have a poke around and never fix it. But I'd be like, it's fucking broken anyway. I'll just take it apart.
Yeah.
But now I haven't done anything like that, really, since I was, like, probably early teens. But some things, like I say, tumble dryer, there's no water involved, no plumbing. It's pretty straightforward. I don't think I'd try and fix a washing machine. Gotta be honest.
You'd be surprised, though. I mean, you don't, you know, it depends what goes on the washing machine. If it's something like a board goes and you can get the board, changing the board's a no-brainer, right? You open it up, you unplug the old board, and then you put in the new board. So,
well, I've had an oven that's been weird for a long time, but I don't really want to fuck around with it.
Ah, fuck, mate. Get in there. It's all fine. Just unplug it before you start working on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously. Just have a go. You got to
get in
there. I don't
know what's wrong with it, though. I think it might be the electronics, and I can't be honest.
Well, that's where you go, yeah, but that's the deep dive into YouTube you got to do first.
If it's not that, and then it's something else. Like it gets hot, but the fan doesn't go around.
Right, so the thermostat's going on the fan or something.
I don't fucking know what it is, do I? Because they're too complicated now.
They're not. Well,
anyway,
maybe.
I've got two ovens, so it's not a big deal, because one of the ovens is completely fine. But and the other one does get hot. But
you've got two ovens.
Yep.
Oh, look at old Mr. Two Ovens here.
Yeah. If I have to replace one oven, I'm probably going to have to replace both of them, despite one of them fucking works. So it's like, and like I say, it does work. It just doesn't 100% work. All the functions. So.
All right. Well, let's not spoil it by talking about stuff you haven't fixed. It's what else we got?
So yeah, a triumph of fixing my time dryer.
Congratulations.
It did feel good to. Yeah. Get the tools out and actually have success.
Nice.
When it went spinning round, I was like, yes, get in. I can do my towels. Wow. Slightly less exciting once it's done.
The harsh realization of what you just... Yeah. That's fair enough.
Did I mention the fact that I discovered my Fiesta had no MOT since the middle of August last week?
No.
No.
Well, yeah, I don't know why, but I was like, can't remember when my MOT is. And I looked at it, it ran out on the 10th of August, and I was like, shit, that's a bit of a shitter. Best get one booked in. So I haven't been driving it for a while, obviously. But I've been looking at my car, thinking I want to get rid of it. And I want to get an electric, which, current situation in this country, seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
And assuming we can still get electricity in the next fucking couple of months. But there we go. Anyway. However, my Fiesta went in for MOT on Thursday. And I said to the guy, I don't know what it's like. Exhaust looks a little bit ropey to me. Because like this bit's like fucking falling off it. And so I went in, dropped it off, went home, fell asleep, got a phone call. Yeah, your car's done. I was like, all right, how much? He was like, I've just had to replace a couple of bulbs, £56. I was like, fucking result. So maybe I'll just hang on to it a bit longer. I don't know.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, you definitely
I don't know. If you're thinking of selling it with 12 months MOT to anybody that you know is...
Yeah.
That's...
It's a seller's market right now, if it's the same over there as it is here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't going to get much for that. It's a 2009 Fiesta. So
you'd be surprised.
Diesel, the dying market.
Mm.
Well, it's a matter of whether you can get by with one car, right? Or you want to put the outlay on a new car, right?
It's... Yeah, well, like I've started looking at new cars, and my mate's got a Nissan Leaf, and like the original shape Nissan Leaf. He's got a 2014, and he loves it, but they look a bit weird, don't they? Let's be honest, Nissan Leafs.
They look weird. Ones. I'd have one, like, yeah, for just being around town and stuff, but I just haven't got the money to go for it right now. I've got to keep my...
But then I started looking at electric cars, and I was like, those BMW i3s look pretty cool, and they've got... They do 0-60 in, like, less than 8 seconds. They're pretty rough.
Yeah, but, Neil, well, like, what do you... You don't need it for...
No, I literally need it to go to and from work. Do you know how many miles my car did in 12 months? Wait, in fact, right, make that 13 months because I forgot about the MOT going in. 1,500 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you're prime for an electric car. But look, I'm going to be that guy. We've done electric cars before. We're going down old roads here. Excuse the pun. So what else we got? Just to keep things moving.
Okay, I watched a couple of TV shows.
All right.
I watched... Never Mind the Buzzcocks today, which is back on Sky.
Oh, the new series.
The new Never Mind the Buzzcocks, which is now on Sky, whereas it used to be on whatever. I can't even remember. Is it BBC Two? Or is it
BBC? I think it's BBC, yeah.
So no Mark Lamar anymore. Not sure what he's doing these days. It's Gregor Davies off of Inbetweeners and multiple other things and Taskmaster.
Oh, that started this week as well.
Taskmaster, yeah. I haven't watched them. I haven't watched the old ones yet, so.
Oh, okay.
But it's not quite the same, but it's still quite funny. So there's only one episode out so far, but yeah. It's still my Nevermind the Buzzcocks, but yeah. And I think it's probably a bit more sweary than it used to be, but maybe not quite as funny.
Ooh, edgy.
And then I watched a couple of episodes of a TV show on Sky, another TV show on Sky, on the new Sky Max channel called Wolf, with an E at the end. And it is about, it's a bit Silent Witness-y, except less sort of serious. So he's like a, what do you call it, forensic scientist type guy, but he's also like a lecturer at a university and stuff. And
this is the middle, main guy's name is Wolf.
Yes,
right?
He's okay. Wolf Kinte. He's a, yeah, like I say, he's a forensic scientist and university lecturer. And so it's all
where
about.
Where is it based?
Based in the UK.
All right.
I can't remember where, like literally in the UK. It's in England. But yeah, that's pretty good. I like that so far. But I've only watched two episodes, but it's a lot about him and his sort of private life as much as it is about like the professional side of his life. So yeah, it's quite good so far. But yeah, I don't know where it's going to go. But yeah, kind of follows on from episode to episode for like his sort of personal life. But yeah, there's obviously different shit cases going on in the first two episodes. Yeah, kind of like that sort of crap. Bit of death and, you know, happiness.
All right.
Personal relationship problems, it's all good.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, I'll go next. Yeah, where do I start? I couldn't stream on Sunday. My son, you know, I've put this set up in the garage and my kids use the garage or whatever. Anyway, my son's moving full into teenage years now and he's suddenly gone on a massive socializing bender. He's got friends and they're all hanging out and he's out with them all the time now, which is fine, which is good. It means he's a healthy teenager. But they were like, oh, can I have all my friends around on the Saturday night? We're just going to hang out in the garage. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. And then and I've got a garage door opener, right, that I installed.
Electric,
yeah. And then for some reason, some of them locked because whatever, for reasons, some of them were in the garage with the door shut. And then some of them came along and tried to force it open anyway. And just in passing, oh, yeah, Dad, sorry, I think, you know, something's wrong with the garage door. They'd completely like sheared off all the mounting brackets and everything like that that were on this garage door. And I was like, you fucking kidding me. And I was sort of livid, but I just didn't. You know, it's all right. Shit happens. This is nature's way or karma or whatever. I mean, it's not as if I didn't do shit when I was young. I've got, it's fine. I get it. As long as I can fix it. And I was just like praying, you know, as long as they didn't damage the garage door. If they damaged the garage door opener, that's expensive, but it's not a deal. The garage door is another matter altogether. That's something that you need to bring someone in to put in, right? It's all yeah. massive coiled springs and shit. But anyway, it was all good. I ended up just having to, you know, I spent 4 hours fixing it and had to go. And I ended actually, my mounting points or whatever, I doubled them up this time. And then it attaches to the back of the garage door. And that mounting wasn't that great anyway. So I went and this is where it went hardcore, is I bought a length of aluminium. And,
don't say aluminium as if the English way of saying it is the wrong way.
The reason I'm saying it like that, Dave, honestly, I agree with you. aluminium is the right way. But the problem is that over here, I get confused. I've probably been saying aluminium for the last 10 years with people every time going, oh, aluminium. Right? So I'm just, when I say it, it's not an offense. It's not having a go at you or the UK or Europe or anyone else in the modern world. It's just that's 14 years of frustration.
It's the response that you always get when you say aluminium. Aluminium.
I have no, exactly. Anyway, long story short, I got this long piece of aluminium, which I needed to drill a load of holes in and became a new bracing for the door. It works a treat, but guess what? I needed to drill some holes in it. I'm like, okay, I'll just set up my bench here and I'll clamp it down and I'll get my
drill. Hang on. I was like,
hang on.
Did you still have your drill?
My drill press that I bought. Yes. It's the first time I've had to use it for something that I've needed it. Oh, mate, it was a thing of beauty. I'm sitting there bringing it down with the handle. This little aluminium shavings flying off and squirrely things coming out of it, and I'm slowly just cutting it back and forth. Oh my god, it was amazing.
Did you feel like a CDT teacher?
Oh, it was, yeah, I just felt like a proper, like, getting a work done, right? So that was good. Anyway, I got that fixed. It all worked out okay. But then, not to be undone, oh, I did my plumbing as well. I did that on the Saturday. So my Saturday morning was all the plumbing. I got that out of the way, yada, yada, yada. That took me the whole morning.
Elaborate. When you say you got your plumbing done, what, you replaced all your gutter in, or you...
No, sorry. Okay. So there's a pipe I had that flood in the basement. Remember I told you I had the flood in the basement? And that pipe work that goes into was all pipe work connected to a sink in the basement and all that sort of stuff. And it was leaking, and it was the original, probably like 20, 30 years old or something like that. So instead of trying to fix the specific leak, which I couldn't, I just cut the pipe off and redid a full assembly, which was like about 10 pieces into this shape, whatever like that, and glued it and cut and glued and all that sort of stuff. It's pretty straightforward once you know what you're doing. So that's all in. Good. I'll send you a picture of that.
Send us a picture.
There were some pictures of something.
Anyway, so then carrying that, then this week we had a massive, massive amount of rain. Like, we had one storm, it just didn't stop raining. It was one of those ones, an hour or middle of the night, you go, holy shit, it's still raining like that. It just didn't stop. Wow. Right? Luckily, nothing in the house, so everything was cool. My car, however, was a different story altogether. So it turns out my sunroof drains were blocked on my car. So there's, you know, if water leaks through the sunroof, it goes into the catchment area and drains out through hoses that lead out to the back of the car.
Okay.
Sorry, what's your sunroof? If it leaks.
So basically sunroof
over. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Well, basically I got a shocker for you here. Sunroofs aren't watertight. Okay. So what you have you don't have a sunroof.
Nope.
On neither of our cars?
No, we have got a panoramic glass roof on the Qashqai.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we have no sunroof on my Fiesta.
Okay, old school cut open sunroof,
Is it fabric, your sunroof?
No, it's not fabric.
Not like my old one Fiat 126 literally had a fucking fabric roof.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not that.
Peel it back and stick your head out like fucking Fred Flintstone or something.
Anyway, the point is the drains, I think, are blocked. So it didn't filter away. Plus, it was a lot of rain. And I think it just filled that. Anyway, it all went into my car.
I've never known a sunroof to have leaked.
That's why.
A proper sunroof.
Because it leaks into the car, into the shell of the car, which has drain holes. You don't even know they're there. You probably never even... Today is the first day you learned you had drain holes.
I haven't got them.
That you did have. Oh, no, you probably didn't even, not in the cloth one. Anyway.
Just flapped around in the wind and let everything in.
Put an umbrella up, didn't you, Neil?
Anyway, so I opened up my car and it's just full of water in the bottom. So it had been dripping through, went through the top console, down through the pillar and into my footwell. And I was like, fuck, that's a bit annoying. But I was like, okay, well, I got to figure that out. But anyway, I need to go somewhere. So I got in my car and turns out that all that water on electrics in my car didn't really do it much good. So I got to where I was going and I put my car in park. Came back to my car and water had gone into the J gate. So on Jaguars, the J gate is the gear shifter. But underneath there is a board and a solenoid valve and all sorts of stuff. And so the water had shorted it out. So when I pressed my brake lever to release the solenoid valve, which holds the thing in park, it wouldn't. So basically, I couldn't put it in drive. I was stuck, couldn't go anywhere. So I had to call my missus up. Yeah,
would the automatic lever physically not move into drive?
No, it has a solenoid valve which locks it, so you can't push it in unless you've got your foot on the brake.
Wow, so you like literally like just nothing.
Yeah, so anyway, a quick Google on my phone, and I found out rip the stuff apart to get in there. I've done it so many times. And if you get a screwdriver in, there's a little lever you can click that gives you sort of access to get it
manual
open.
override,
right, exactly. So I had to get my missus to come and pick it up anyway. So I got myself back on the road, and then I've basically ripped the whole car apart checking these drain lines. It turns out that water leaked through the top console where the sunroof control is. Now my sunroof won't open. I ripped open the whole, basically this guy's instructions said, rip open the whole side here or whatever to get to it. Turned out that there are two spokes, it's on both sides. So I ended up ripping out the wrong side. I had to rip out the other side as well. Then I put in some fans or whatever to dry my car out. And I fucking didn't take my key out of the ignition. So my battery went dead. That fucking fucked up the electric parking brake. So I couldn't move my car, and then so my battery was on charge. It's just fuck. I literally lost my shit yesterday. Is basically the ending to this story. And pretty much was close to having a breakdown, I think. But it's just one of those things, right?
Anyway, oh,
my. It's just so fun. I'm tired of fixing things. Really tired of fixing things.
Electrics in cars are the worst. They it's just literally the worst.
The electric seat. I understand how complicated and robust cars and motorbikes are. They're amazing pieces of kit. The fact that they go through so much abuse and work most of the time gets me through stuff like this, that I understand. I appreciate them for how amazing they are. But really, I think I'm beaten into the ground this week. Enough. Enough is enough. So hopefully I can get that sorted out tomorrow. And that is just about all I have to say on the subject.
Yeah, they're amazing bits of kit because 99,999 times out of the 1,000,000 times they go wrong when they're stationary.
Right.
Like, and that's the amazing thing about cars and motorbikes and how they're designed is that, like, it's a very rare exception if the electrics goes wrong while you're driving it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if they go wrong when it's stationary, it's fine. It's if they go wrong when you're not stationary, it's a very bad thing.
Yeah.
And they're designed in such a way that is how that's going to happen. So
yeah. I mean, I'm good with you know, the saving grace again is the same when you try and repair all this stuff. Is I know my car pretty well now, so that I'm not, don't get too freaked out about it. It's like, once I understand what the problem is, and am I still going to be able to get it back on the road? I'm okay. Like, if it's luckily they're not critical faults. I'm going to figure it out. So,
yeah. But it's funny because like when I got my car, well, a couple of months ago now, more than a couple of months ago, the first thing I did is like rip out the center console to find out where the emergency like switch on key is, because you've got to take the whole console out and the charging port for your phone, and then there's a hidden key in the electric key fob.
Okay.
That you can put in and switch on the car. And as right. I was doing it, Mrs. was like, what are you doing? I was like, well, I need to know that I can get to this just in case like the key fob doesn't work. And she was like, she looked at me baffled and I was just like, I need to know that if the key fob doesn't work, I can switch on the car. And she's like, oh, okay. And like, but it was just the fact that, you know, it was the first day or two that we had the car and I was like,
taking it to
people. Yeah, basically. Finding the hidden things about it, and she just didn't understand. I was like, well, I need to learn about it, especially if it goes wrong and how to
fix
it.
And then when it does go wrong, at least you're not going to be stressed out about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing how calm I was when I, like, at first I was like, holy shit, I can't get my car into park. But then I was thinking about it, I was like, well, I know I can't get into park because this solenoid is blocking it. And right. I absolutely, and as soon as I figured and realized that, I was like, there's going to be a way to get around this.
Mm.
It just, what the fuck is it? And it turned out it wasn't that complicated. So,
but definitely, but it's like cars, electrics,
fucking cars.
Yeah.
This week, right. Anyway. Yeah. Dave, what you got for us?
So I've been watching a bit of TV this week. I recently resubbed to Disney Plus. Why did we do that?
I'm actually getting a lot of value out of Disney Plus right now, more than I thought. There's a lot of decent stuff on there.
I remember why, because the missus and the little one wanted to watch the 101 Dalmatians.
Cruella,
that's it. Yeah, there's a new film. And to rent it on Disney Plus was like £8. And to rent it on Amazon Prime or Amazon was £8. And for a month of Disney Plus was £8. So I was like, let's just have a month of Disney Plus and you get it with it. So we did that. And so, yeah, I've been watching a few things.
Have you got Stars on yours?
Stars?
Yeah, because Disney Plus went way better suddenly, because we have a channel on Disney Plus.
Oh, Stars.
That's where my wife watched the first 7 series of Grey's Anatomy or something.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that seems to have added some real value to the channel for us. Mm. Anyway, sorry.
I'm not sure if it's quite the same over there as it is over here.
It'll be slightly different, no doubt, with licenses and stuff. But
yeah, it's not only Disney stuff. It's like National Geographic. I think there's a film channel called, I don't know, that like it might be Star. What else? There's a few different things that you get.
You can watch all the Walking Dead, can't you?
Yes, there is.
I definitely recommend you don't do that though.
No. but I've watched there's a series called The Orville with Seth MacFarlane. Normally known as the guy who created and stars in Family Guy.
Right.
He's a American comedian who produced and stars in this Orville. It's basically, it's a ripoff of Star Trek. Probably second generation. Okay. Or the next generation, shall I say. And it's quite good, actually, as a rip-off of Star Trek. But it's definitely has a more humorous and a more realistic sort of a human aspect of it. Not like Next Gen, where everything is the future and nobody has any problems, or, you know, problems are really rare. For example, one of the problems that is explored is one of the alien characters has a porn addiction, where he is addicted to the holodeck and recreating porn fantasies in the holodeck. rather than deal with his family.
That's which, exactly what we're, most people would be doing, let's be honest.
But yeah, you know, like, everybody watching, like, Star Trek is watching it, go, like, especially when they do ones based in the holodeck, going, I'd definitely use it for porn. Like, no doubt about it. And the actual, this, the Orville, in a kind of serious but, like, a human and a jokey way, it deals with the fact, like, and explores the fact that one of the characters has a porn addiction. And yeah, it's very interesting. It's a humanized look on what humans and our aliens in a modern day in a society would do with the technology and how that actually reacts, rather than an idealized version of it in Star Trek. So yeah, quite interesting.
Might check that out.
Yeah, there's 12 episodes. They're about 45 minutes each in the first season. And then the second season, I think it's 14. There was supposed to be a third season, but I don't think it's been released yet. But yeah, it's quite a look. It's quite a good look if you like Star Trek. If not, don't worry. Don't bother about it. But I've also been watching Loki, new Marvel series. On Disney Plus. I'm about 4 or 5 episodes in. Quite interested that it's got Owen Wilson in.
I've watched the first one.
I like it. But again, it's if you don't like that stuff, don't worry about it. It is interesting concept on that the main sort of the main story, especially in the first, well, I've only watched like 4 or 5 episodes. The main story is basically about a variant of Loki, in that he deviates from a standard timeline that is set by, like the Time Lords, in the Marvel universe. Yeah, it's okay. Owen Wilson plays a really good character and plays it really well. Not a comical way, but in a sort of a serious fashion.
He's playing a straight role rather than like a comedian.
Sort of straight. I mean, it's a little bit tongue in cheek, isn't it? Some of it.
It is a little bit, but it's like it's not overly jokey. It's really good character.
I'm not into it right now, but it looks all right.
Yeah, it's me and the missus. I just put it on when we're with the missus. We enjoy it together. I watched separately from the missus, and then the missus watched it after because I told her to watch The Cleaner on BBC with Greg Davis, who we've already spoken about being in Nevermind the Buzzcocks. But The Cleaner is a 6 episodes. Who Greg Davis is a crime scene cleaner. And each episode is like a separate sort of event that he goes to and meets with various different people about who have been affected by whatever has happened in either the house or nearby. It's fucking hilarious. It's the funniest thing, especially the first 1 or 2 episodes. I think the first 2 episodes are probably the best 2 out of them. Both me and the missus, when we're watching it separately, was laughing our heads off. And then, like, because I'd watched it, the missus watching it afterwards, and I could hear when she was, I was like, oh, it's that bit in the episode. I knew which bit it was because it's so funny. Definitely check it out if you can.
I wonder where I can watch that.
You might need to VPN it. Great Britain. I don't know, unless you get BBC.
I don't know. It might be over here. They're very good, actually, at bringing over British stuff here. Being one of the colonies and all. Thank you for exporting. Good taste of the motherland.
The only thing we can export now is TV, isn't it?
Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, we're one of the only places you could probably export to.
So, yeah, definitely watch The Cleaner, or at least watch the first two, because they're so funny. It's probably the best comedy that's come out of BBC this year in an episodic form. Fantastic.
Okay. I gotta find out how to watch that.
And the last thing I've been doing, because it's actually been quite a busy week. Me and the missus are planning on building an extension
Ooh.
To the house. So nice. We have a detached garage, single story garage, that's 10 foot wide by 17 foot length. Currently, I have 7 foot length for my motorbike and assorted bits, and the missus has the other 10 foot for her artwork and assorted bits, and she works in there. And my bike goes in one side with the up and over door, and she goes in the other side. We're thinking about having a second story extension on the top.
Oh.
So we are in the process of, we've asked for a pre-planning visit from the local authority to not change the use of it, but just have a second story extension for non-residential use. So
you can't sleep in it.
No sleeping in it. Although we do want a bathroom. We want a toilet, shower, and sink. Two sinks. Upstairs in the first story, and then the ground floor I'll keep the same. I'll probably tart up a little bit. But it's only single story. It's only single brick on the outside. So, like, the upstairs might need to be basically anchored on some RSJs that are dug into the floor. So, yeah, we're kind of thinking about that.
Ain't cheap. It's not going to be cheap.
No.
Never is.
We're kind of thinking if we
Pilch,
do.
Pilch, you must know more about this sort of stuff than any of us, aren't you? You're.
Well, they definitely haven't got footings deep enough to hold a second story.
Right.
So, and it would have to be double skinned, really.
Yeah. What did you say? It's a garage, is it?
The garage at the moment, yeah.
Is it going to be on a pad? Would that be on a poured pad or something, or would it be foundation?
It's poured concrete pad, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely won't have foundations deep enough to support that.
No. So what we're thinking is
support itself.
Yeah.
No weight on the original building.
Yeah, RSJs in the corners, and then basically build the first floor on the RSJs.
Yeah, it literally would be sitting on it. In theory, you could take down the garage and just have that.
That would almost be easier, wouldn't it? Just to get rid of the garage itself.
His wife's going to be in the bottom. What are you going to wheelie up to the top, are you?
No, what I mean is take out the whole garage and build a fresh new two deck.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd knock it down and start again.
We're going to have an outside stair.
Ramp up, so you can get your motorbike up it.
I'll still be in the bottom bit.
No, put her down the bottom and you can wheelie up to it. You can jump your bike out. Yeah. And then wheelie it back in. That's what I would do.
So what I was going to have, the idea was the bike was going to be where it is, and then I was going to have the downstairs and then move all my desk, PC, and everything, all my stuff, down to there. And then she was going to have the upstairs with the shower and sort of kitchenette area. And yeah, and so our kitchen will be free. So we basically put a nice big American style fridge freezer, and then move our fridge freezer out from where it is, put some more storage, put a dishwasher there where the fridge is at the moment. Yeah, just kind of like get me out, have me a proper office rather than in the kitchen.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Are you still working from home?
Yeah, that's not going to change.
Yeah, if you can do it. I mean, you're going to do nothing but add value to your home life and your value of your house anyway. So
it
sounds like something solid to do.
We're kind of looking at $20,000 to do it. And then that it'll also add about 10%, which is about the same value, onto the house. And it will also give me and the missus like our own proper spaces. So I'll probably have like a little sofa bed, sofa, which, you know, down. So, and put a big TV down there as well. And, you know, me and missus
just can move have, out, like, basically.
Well, you know, no, me and the missus can have like, because, you know, our daughter's getting older. She needs more space. And having a little separate bathroom. Like, so, because girls are girls, you know, it's either the missus in the bathroom at the moment or the little one. And I spend like 20 minutes, half an hour in there at a time. I'm like, and especially when they're back to back, it's like, I need a shit. It's like, come on.
Yeah, man, a new poo spot be awesome.
Yeah.
That's the real deal.
I might just claim it.
You're like, not in any hurry to have a shower, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, we know what you're talking about.
One bathroom definitely, you know, is an issue when you're living with other people. So yeah. So yeah, I've been doing lots of that, lots of thinking about, you know, I've got to think about how it's gonna look, you know, how it's gonna be. Yeah, it's been interesting, like building up plans, and we've only got one person that we think would object, which is like slightly maybe blocking some sun. But it's an old deer, so it was like we could probably sweet talk her like with saying we'll buy loads of new plants for a garden.
Put something in a tea. Yeah.
Get some CBD oil or something.
Something a bit more serious.
Yeah. What are you trying to do? Give her some relief from her rheumatism. Just knock her the fuck out.
She's all right. We said hello a couple of times over the fence, but it's only the one person that might object. But yeah, so the next thing is, you know, we've sorted the plans. We're organising a date for the council to come out, and then like, you know, give us a preliminary yay or nay, or, you know, advice on what we need to. No, we're caught in.
Okay, we'll carry on and see how we go.
That's basically it, really. Sort of, yeah, just going through the planning process. I'll keep you updated, but hopefully it will go through okay. And you know, we've got a little bit of money set aside, so we can cover some costs to start with. But yeah, like once we get planning, then it's builder and all that jazz. So
yeah. Well, good luck.
That's it from me.
Pilch, what you got?
Not a lot. I've been still going to the gym. Seems to be going okay.
How's your inchage?
My wattage?
Your inchage. You're saying about how you want to increase your inchage last week.
Well, my chest has actually gone up half an inch in a week, which is... Not too bad. My waist is the same size and I still weigh the same, but I definitely got a bit more definition. So
a bit more girth to you.
Hmm. So get in there. That's 2 weeks now. So
how often did you go this week then?
Three times a week.
Yeah, that's good.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Just on your own, or
Jack's coming with me because he needs to.
Are you spotting each other?
We're using the machines, not free weights anyway, so no spotting required, but just general encouragement.
Yeah, good.
Getting through the sets and the reps. Yeah, it's been quite good, actually. A bit of bondy time. Don't get a lot of time together, and he's the one that said he wanted to start doing it, so I thought, okay, I'll come and give you a bit of encouragement, but yeah, it's all right. I've been watching. What have I been watching? Because I haven't done bugger all life-wise. Taskmaster, I'll mention first, because everybody else has mentioned Greg Davis. A new series of Taskmaster started last night. It was funny as ever.
What is
who's
that?
Who's on it this time?
A lot of people I don't know, but one of my weird obsessions, Victoria... oh, God, it's gone out of my head now.
Mitchell.
Corin Mitchell. Yeah. Something about her. I don't know. She's just like her.
She's clever, isn't she?
She is clever, but that's not what it is. There's a couple of things that stick out in my mind. Do you know the girl who used to play Fraser Vine? But do you know the girl who used to play? She's a comedian, and she always did that drippy bird from EastEnders. Natalie, she did an impression of her. She's
right. She did an impression of her.
Yeah, she's an impressionist. She used to do one of her main characters was Natalie from thingy.
Catherine Tate.
She's dead, isn't she?
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't she like no longer with us?
Catherine Tate died?
I think she did, yeah. Hang on, because I've killed quite a few people on podcasts before, so I don't know.
Charlotte Ritchie is coming up here. I don't know if that's her.
Catherine Tate's not dead.
No, she's not dead.
Are you sure? You better Google it. I think she might be.
Well, she wasn't probably, you know, when this was written a little while ago, but... Okay.
Who else? Oh, Davis. What's his name? Arsenal supporter, long hair. Was in that. He used to be a private investigator type character.
Alan.
What's his fucking name? Alan Davis. That's it. He's in it as well. Yeah, but it's funny. There's some good characters in it. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, I've watched a few and I found it. Everyone I've ever watched has really had me like crying and laughter.
I think we haven't never missed one. We watched it from the start when it used to be on Dave, and now it's on Channel 4, and it's just brilliant. Some of the things they come up with. If you don't know what it is, Fraser, basically there's five celebrities, and they have to do various tasks each week. There's three or four different, they set out to do different tasks for them, and it's just them doing the tasks, but they're such stupid things, it's just bloody funny.
Okay.
The Morning Show, I think it's on Apple TV. I might be wrong.
Oh, I have seen this advertised. I think my missus wants to watch this.
Reese Witherspoon, who I didn't know that was her till I looked, and another one of my favourites.
Drew Barrymore is in it, right? Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm getting confused with something else. Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. She's lovely, isn't she?
Yeah.
Mm. Basically, she's the first episode. Just I think I've watched about five or six now. But basically, the first episode, she's on a morning show with this guy. And he, suddenly it comes out that he's being accused of... sexual harassment with members of staff, so they've sacked him, and it's all about her coming to terms with not having him, sort of her on show 15-year husband being there. A lot of the things are changing within the studio, and she sort of gets a bit insecure about people coming in or coming out. It's good, really good. It's not a comedy. It's a good. I don't know what to liken it to, but definitely worth watching.
Okay,
it's quite a slow, not a lot of action in it, but it's good.
Yeah, I keep seeing it on my feed, so I think at some point I'll give it. My wishes and I are backlogs now, but when there's an opening, we'll watch it.
I don't think I've watched this week's Ted Lasso, but that's been very good the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they won a load of awards, didn't they, this week or last week? Yeah.
Some weird sort of off the ball sort of episode. You know when they do episodes that don't really mean anything?
I told you. I said that was going to happen. I said that they were divulging into that. It's just a fucking sitcom
I don't know what they're going to do. I hope they don't do another one, because if they stop it now, I think it'll be just right.
Yeah, not going another to, one. Mate. It's just gaining in popularity. They're going to milk that cow and destroy it. They're going to bleed that milking cow dry, beating the dead donkey at the same time.
They will do. If they take to a third one, they'll go on such a tangent that it won't be anything like what it was supposed to be.
You know what's going to happen, don't you? Ted Lasso is going to leave. Jason Sudeikis is going to go, no way am I going to sit here and run this into the ground. He's going to fuck off. They'll carry it on without him. They're not going to let that cash cow.
I won't watch it. I ain't going to watch it.
You heard it here first.
I can see it coming. I've bought a new mic.
How's that working out for you?
Well, I'm fucking using it now.
Oh, this is it. Okay, that's good. I thought you said this was the laptop mic.
Right. While you lot were talking, I uninstalled all the software, restarted, and now just using it through the Apple drivers, and it seems to be working a treat.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
I've bought a Blue Yeti. I used to have a Snowball, but that was giving up a ghost. That's about 5-6 years old. So I thought I'd treat myself, and I found this little limited edition midnight blue one, and it was £85 instead of 130 something.
So I thought, well, if you can keep it to how it sounds right now, it's going to do you fine. It sounds good.
Well, I can't change any of the settings on it now because I haven't got the software, so it is out of the box. I can change the gain, but I don't really know what the fucking gain does.
It's just making it louder, that's all.
Yeah. It adds noise, generally.
Yeah.
You're loud enough anyway.
You can change it so it can work front to back or just from the front, blah, blah, blah. My Snowball was always recording 360 degrees, so it would pick up noise from fucking anywhere. I think this is quite sensitive, but I've just got to get used to not being near it when I'm muting when I'm
it's got a conveniently located mute button on the microphone though.
It has, yes. It's about an inch away from my nose at the moment. I might get a little not a pop filter but a little thing that got you out of.
I've got a Johnny on mine.
Hat. Yeah, I might put a little hat. now it seems to be working all right, so hopefully that's it. That's all I've got, I'm afraid.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Let's just crack on then with what we've been playing then. Let's go in reverse order, sort of reverse order, because Pilch just went anyway. So let's go Dave first.
It's me. Okay. I've been playing Timberborn. I don't know if you've been watching on the Twitches.
I have.
Timberborn is a colony style builder. Tell me if you've heard this before.
Dave game.
Yeah, let's just call it a Dave game. So the difference is it's not people or dwarves that you're using to create your colony. It's beavers.
Definitely a Dave game then.
the premise of the game, obviously, you're controlling beavers. You're the beaver overlord, shall I say.
Nice. Master beaver.
Master beaver, yeah.
Beaver master.
The premise is that it's a post-apocalyptic, so post-human society. Beavers.
Well, beavers are now the dominant species.
Beavers are now the dominant species. So, for unknown reasons, humans or whatever primary species died out previously, beavers are now sentient and want to build towns, cities, colonies.
Shops.
Yeah, why not? but the draw of this game, so that's the sort of story behind it. The difference in the draw of this game is that the water physics, in that how water flows across the map, and as beavers, you know, as Fraser will know firsthand experience. I'm only saying that because he's Canadian.
My beaver knowledge is probably above average for the world. if we're talking about the rodents, if we're talking about anything else, probably not.
They like to build dams and manipulate water to create their home environments. And that's what you do in this colony builder, is that everything is dependent on the water flowing across the environment and how it makes land fertile. And then how that manifests itself is that you can change the direction of water by building levees or dams. And there are dry and wet seasons. So obviously when there's a dry season, the flow of water from the single point on the map stops. And then anything that isn't retained, so isn't dammed up, is lost. So all the fertile ground, so everything you need for your actual wood production or food production, dries out and dies. And as the game progresses further, the drought season becomes longer and longer. It's an early access game, and at the moment there's only two factions. The Soft Tails, maybe, and I can't remember what the second one is called. Basically, they're more advanced. So there's two factions at the moment.
I think they used those terms in Beavers when the kids were in Beavers.
Right.
Not White Tails, is it?
I can't remember. But yeah, there's basically two factions. The first faction you've got to do so well, and then you unlock the second one. Version of Beavers that you get are slightly more advanced. They can use engines. And basically it progresses technologically.
Okay.
So the first ones are basically water wheels and wind turbines and stuff like that.
They call it in Kotaku, they called it Lumberpunk Beaver City building game.
It's really good, actually. Especially as it's early access. I think I got it on Steam for like 14 quid or something. It's a really good watch. Watch, because I've been streaming it as I've been going on.
Nice.
As a colony builder, if you like the colony builder games, it's a very interesting take on it. The water mechanic and is the thing that draws it, and basically how it differentiates itself.
Water mechanic, but, good.
Yeah.
The linchpin of the whole thing, right?
That's it, yeah, and how you manipulate it is that, you know, it actually models so that if you've got the same amount of water flowing through, for example, six tiles of width across the map, and it you can reduce it to like one width and then it flows six times faster. And so if you've got a water mill there, it will produce more power because more water is like turning the water mill. And there is a lot of mechanics and how you manipulate it and how you basically progress and grow your colony. It's really good.
Yeah, I can get on board that. That looks good. I'm just watching it on Steam now. It looks pretty neat.
Hey, you want to watch a stream of it?
Yeah, if only there was somewhere I could watch it being streamed.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've done like 3 or 4 hours of that on Twitch. I've played a little bit off. But yeah, it's good. Obviously, there's still more work for the game to do. It's still early access. But yeah, I'm confident. I'll probably play a few more hours of it, and then I'll wait for it to be updated. Because I like playing the new updates. I played a bit more Chivalry 2. There's been a few updates, but nothing major. I played a bit of it on stream. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? Yeah, it's really good again. But I am actually waiting now for the horse update. So you can have proper duels on horses.
You're gonna have like, what do you call it, jousting?
Yes, yeah, basically. That's the idea. When I was streaming, I didn't do a lot of streaming. I only done like an hour and a half. I was quite disappointed to find there wasn't a lot of people playing it, actually. I was thinking
it was cross-platform.
Don't think so. So I have the Epic version. I've got the Epic version installed. And to be honest, across the different servers, there was only about 20 people playing when I was streaming it. And for a game that has 64 player maps, it was the last game that I'd actually found myself in is like, oh, most of these people are bots. Let's just come out and then have a look, see, and then manually look at the servers instead of just going quick play. And there was like not a lot of people on the servers, which is weird because I was expecting a lot more. So maybe it was the time of day, or I don't know, or maybe people have fallen out of favor and waiting for another big update to happen. I don't know. But yeah, still a good game. I just wish more people were playing it at the time, but yeah, again, waiting for a bigger update. Mm-hmm. And then the last game I've been playing this week is COD Vanguard with Neil.
Mm.
You didn't like it, did you?
Yeah, it was alright. It's just COD, isn't it?
Is it? It was Vanguard again. What's the difference?
Vanguard's the next one coming out.
Yeah, the new one. Me and Neil are playing a beta or pre-release, or it's beta version of it, I think.
What game mode?
Just general multiplayer.
Deathmatch mode.
Oh. Deathmatch. No, there's a few different.
Oh, is that weird moving King of the Hill type game?
Yeah.
There?
Yeah. So a moving objective that you've got to stay in. There was Search and Destroy as well. We played a few games of that. It was World War II, but the World War II guns and attachments seem like more modern than World War II.
Seem like they've had to make them compete with whatever is available in Warzone.
Yeah. Yeah. Like crowbarred Warzone-esque attachments onto the old guns. Yeah. Destructible environments, some of it, I think.
I can't remember that, to be honest. I don't really remember that.
I'm not sure. Destructible, more like, I don't know, shoot throughable. non-solid environment, so that, yeah. The one game mode that we did play was quite interesting, where it was me and you in a...
Oh, yeah, that was good.
What was that called?
Oh, I fucking can't remember.
It was basically like eight teams of two, and then it like each team had 8 or 10 lives, and then you each played against other teams of two, like as a one-on-one team, and then depending on how many times you died, you had your lives deducted, your team lives. And that was actually really interesting, especially playing with Neil.
That was something new. That was the thing, wasn't it? That I've not really seen before.
And then, so it's, and basically the team's got whittled down by how many lives they had left and how they're doing. So you could have one game where, like, both team members died 5 times and basically your team was out and then couldn't, like, you'll be last in the list. Or you might die once, but you'd kill the other team 3 times. But you so your team is left with 7, but their team is left with 5, and then they'll go on to play different games with against different teams. And then you can upgrade your guns and buy more lives and between the round. Is it between rounds or between every
round? Yeah, it was between so many rounds when it was like you play a load and then you'd go into like the sort of there was it a mixed
central
social
area.
Space where
yeah.
no one there was all no firing and like we could shoot but no one was getting hurt.
Yeah.
And you could like upgrade armor and like you say, change weapons, buy weapons with the cash that you'd sort of earned. So I think you could pick up cash as well because you're in that mode. I can't remember. Are you picking up cash in that game?
I don't think you're picking up cash in that.
Or you're just earning cash.
You're earning cash in the game in the rounds by killing or assisting with kills and other various things. But yeah, we streamed that, didn't we?
Yeah.
I was struggling. I found an issue with Call of Duty, both Warzone and Vanguard, where even though I'd restricted the FPS down to 60 in game, if I didn't turn the V-Sync on, it didn't restrict and it just basically done the FPS as high as possible in game, so it was like maxing out the GPU. So I was getting a problem with the streaming. Basically, my GPU was streaming to OBS and struggling with 100% of Warzone. So yeah, the stream was pretty bad. But I've since fixed that. VSync apparently. But yeah, that was it. I enjoyed that. I'm not gonna buy it. I'm not gonna spend the cash to buy it. No. I still remember Call of Duty World of War, which is the World War II version on PlayStation 2 or 3. And I didn't really enjoy that. So Vanguard kind of goes back to that with kind of updated like mechanics, but I think the World War II stuff on first person shooters is done now.
Boring, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
I don't know. Is there going to be a campaign? I don't even think there's going to be a campaign.
I think there will be a campaign. I did get an email, but most people are going to.
I got an email, but I didn't look at it.
I don't know. Most people are into Warzone now, rather than the actual.
Yeah,
team deathmatch or
winner is right.
Well, they keep doing stuff in Warzone, don't they? Like, we've got that rebirth mode at the moment.
Yeah.
It's been there a while now, because I listened back to the Smart Kettle episode that we had ages ago, which when Pilch was on, and he was talking about rebirth then, and that was, like, January. So that's been around a long time now.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's COD. Any more?
Not from me.
Pilch.
Right, okay. So I have streamed 2 games this week or at last weekend. The first one was I Am Fish. Now, I did talk about it a little bit, I think, last week, but I literally had just turned it on and not a lot. So I started again and went through the stream. My usual play the first hour of, if I could survive that long.
Right.
Did anybody see the stream? I think Neil.
I was on there. Yeah.
Dave, yeah.
I
still haven't seen this game.
I thought it was very, very clever. But the controls, which is basically the game, were horrendous.
I got.
I think that's kind of the point.
Frustrated. It is, but if they just made it a little bit easier, it would be an absolute smasher of a game. Basically, you are you're a fish, and you've got four or five little fishy friends are in a pet shop with you, and all your friends get taken away, get sold, and then you get sold. And the whole thing is, I think you're supposed to go and try and find your friends because you're a bit lonely. So basically, you're in a goldfish bowl. The goldfish bowl's got a lid, and you can roll your goldfish bowl around the environment. So the first bit is you're in, I think you're still in the pet shop. You roll down a few platforms, out of the door, cross the road, and you escape. There's a lot of, you go on the rooftops and across roads, and the good part about it is you come in, you have to get to different environments. So if you fall off of a roof or a ledge, you smash your goldfish bowl and you start again from a little bit further back, wherever the last save point was. But there's some absolutely brilliant bits in it. Like at one point I was in a fish tank and I was being chased down this street by a man, and I had to keep avoiding these things to get away from him. And if you run over something or hit something, it'd slow you down and it'd catch you. Another bit I was in, I jumped into a pond and then ended up in the sewers. And as I'm trying to escape the sewage plant, you get caught in like a hypodermic needle or come floating past and stab you. Or, the little plastic ring pulls off of beer cans, you get caught in one of them. So there's all these little hazards. Then you get out of that. There was a bit where I had to get across a road, and I just kept getting fucking hit by cars and smashed all the time. So, and there's some really clever little bits in it, but the controls were just so bad. I couldn't get it to do. You could roll backwards and forwards by moving your stick. You can change the camera with the right stick, which is standard fare. But then you could swim backwards or forwards in the bowl, or you can up or down in the bowl with left and right triggers. But I couldn't work out why you needed to do that, because if you just went pushed forward, you rolled forward, you pushed back, you rolled back.
Right.
I think if I got the hang of those, what difference it made being either up in the pool, in the swimming up or swimming down, but also get with forward momentum, I think that would make it easier, or not easier to control, but it would. That's how you've got to learn to do it, to be able to negotiate all these little paths and things. It looks just so beautiful. It looks like a Pixar movie. You've got this great big cutesy goldfish, and it's just, it looks absolutely beautiful. But I played it for the hour. How I played it for that long, I do not know.
Peer pressure. I was egging you on, wasn't I?
He was egging me on there. There was quite a few. There was quite a few people in the chat, actually. I think it was about sort of six or seven. They were all giving fish puns, and I was just.
We had a couple of fish puns on Twitter as well.
That's where they come from, I think. I was just getting more and more frustrated, and I just said, oh, "That's it. I've done my hour, and I've turned it off, and I haven't gone back to it." So that was that. The next game later on in the afternoon, when I'd calmed down, I started Flynn Sum of Crimson, which is basically a 2D platformer slashing game. You're this fella called Flynn, and it's a lot of it's a bit like Sonic, but without the speed. So yeah. any of these normal sort of platformy games, you go down in underground and it's platforms and various traps and whatever. So you start off with this sword and you've got a dog with you. I'm not going to spoil it, but you won't have that dog for long. something happens and you've got to go and find your dog. But anyway, it's a sort of a more up-to-date 16-bitty sort of platformer game. You get a sword and you have a magic spell as well. To start off with, you have, I didn't realize it was fire, but it's a red ball that you shoot off.
Oh, is it? I've got that far. I didn't even know what it was. To me, it was just something, right. Something you threw.
Yeah, at
you.
Well, I've realized it was probably fire because now I've got a bit further. I've now got ice. Ooh, and I can freeze platforms or platforms that aren't there. You can shoot this and it'll make it stand upable.
All right.
Same thing, you know, Pilch plays the first hour. I actually played it for an hour and 40 minutes without even realizing. And until I got to one bit, and it was a bit of a riddle. And it said something about to find your way out, you take the least rewarding route and you'll get riches at the end. So basically you go on to the next screen and there's two platforms and one will have like three little diamond ruby things to collect and the lower one might have one. And the route you just come from might have none. So the idea is you're supposed to go whatever way is the least rewarding to you. And after you go two or three screens, you will come to the end and get out of it. But could I fucking work out how to do it? I did it about 10 times. And in the end, I said, yeah, I've been playing for an hour and nearly 2 hours. I'll stop it here. So I Googled how to get past that bit. And then I played it again off stream. Got straight through that bit. Brilliant. Played it for another 2 hours. Absolutely enjoying the whole thing. And there's a couple of little bosses to kill and different enemies, whatever. You just, it's the same, the usual thing, you know, you either hit them with your stick or you chuck some magic at them and just kill them. They're not difficult to kill. It's quite a easy-ish game. And you've got lots of little bits to traverse and there's a bit of working out how to get up to here, how to get to there. And then I got to your old faithful section where you drop down and a ball starts chasing you along the screen.
Right.
There's things in your obstacles in your way. And if you don't traverse that part of the map, quick enough, the ball runs you over and you die. I did that 30 times. And I still couldn't get past it. I could see the end. I could see what I needed to do. Basically, you've got to hit things out the way, either with your sword or your magic, to clear your path, whether you go up or down or whatever. But I did it. I counted it 30 fucking times. And I just, that was it. Off. And such a shame, because I think I put it on the WhatsApp chat. Why do they put things in games where you're quite happily just tickling along, enjoying the game, and they put something in that's so fucking frustrating that makes you turn it off? I won't go back to it now because I know that there'll be something else like that. If I finally manage to get past that, there's bound to be something else. Why do they do it?
Yeah.
But
I was just going to say, I've played it and I hit a point where it wasn't like, it seemed to be straightforward all the way through. And then I hit a frustrating point.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't get my head down to get on with it, but it didn't put me off. I think I'll go back.
It was getting so good. Even I like an easy game, but the little puzzles, working out how to get up to a platform to get some, to pull a lever to get down to somewhere else. And I was just going through it, just absolutely loving it. I died a few times, but after the second or third attempt, I got the hang of it and took me, right, I know what I'm doing now. But then I just hit this thing where the ball chases me and I just, fucking hell. So that is the end of that for me. I've uninstalled it. I've uninstalled I Am Fish as well, because I won't be playing that again, because that is too frustrating. But I have finished a game today.
Ooh.
I finished Sniper Elite 4.
Oh, yeah. You've been chipping away at this one, haven't you?
It took me 30 hours. Now, I did see
well
that
done.
You...
I think we should acknowledge the fact that someone's finished a game. Because it's not happening that often, is it?
No. So, and I loved
finished
it
a couple in the last few weeks.
Right. Yeah. There wasn't one bit I didn't like. Absolutely thoroughly enjoyed the whole game. I did look. I noticed that you, I think you and Neil have both played it, Fraze. And I had a look. And because I wasn't sure how many chapters there were. And I looked at your gameplay. I just finished chapter 7 and I'd got to 27 hours. And I looked at your gameplay and you got the achievement for chapter 7 and you'd only played it for 11 hours.
Right.
So I must have been doing a lot of shit in the game to have played it for
three times longer.
Find
every Is that what it was? Secret. What did you play it for?
I played it when I got to levels... You had played it for 11 hours and I played it for 27.
Oh, that is quite a difference. Yeah.
And it took me another. Go on.
Well, I think I played a lot of it. Did I play that game? I don't even remember playing that game. I think
you did 2017. You got the achievements for it.
That old? Oh,
4 years old.
I don't remember it. It's fucking my... I think I played a lot of it co-op. I think.
Right, okay.
I don't remember.
Oh, that might have made it quicker.
I think there was a
bit where two of you were clearing out.
Yeah, and we were clearing out quite a bit quite quickly.
But I didn't find all the little bibs and bobs, but every chapter had like three main things you had to do and then two or three side ones.
Yeah,
basically, you just go and clear out little areas. I did every single... side mission and main mission. So I didn't find all there's little bloody letters and all sorts of things laying around. I think there's like about 600 things to find. I didn't bother to find all of them because the first couple of levels I missed some of them and I thought, well, I'm not going back. So I just won't bother to find them. But yeah, the only thing I did do is I had a couple of games on Horde mode because I needed an achievement to get to level 25 and I'd finished the game on level 24. So I just played for another 20 minutes just to rack up enough points to get another achievement. But such a good game. I don't know. I think I've pretty much finished all of them. I don't know why I didn't play it. I played it because it was on this time because they just put a big... next gen upgrade on it,
right?
But I don't know why I missed it the first time because I played most of the others and they're the same people who do the zombie ones.
Yeah, I'm surprised it was that long ago.
Fair, very good though, very good game. Just nice plodding along. I actually enjoyed creeping around and sneaking up behind people and 90% of it is stealth. If you can't just go in, I think I said last, you can't just go in guns blazing because they keep calling backups in. So that someone will start blowing a whistle and another 20 people will appear and they just actually...
Yeah, I think that's why I stopped playing it.
I'm not really a stealthy player, but this, you have to do it. It's not like... Assassin's Creed type sort of blending in and hide. If they see you, they see you. You literally got to keep out of out of sight. So you're crawling through the undergrowth and going around, or going all the way around the edge of the map to try and not be spotted. But yeah, very good. But that's all I've played. I might have played a couple of other little bits, but nothing worth talking about. Other than COD, obviously, but I don't think I need to talk any more about that.
Well, before we crack on with Neil, because I'm pretty much done, I played pretty much just that Flynn game.
You didn't like it.
Our buddy, Rod, composer, just emailed me back. So he says, here we go, because I was asking him what he was all about. He says, I'm from Mexico. I'm 23 years old. I spend most of my time making music as an independent artist since I was 14, if I remember. And I also make music for animated projects. I am a 3D and VFX artist, so I work alongside animators making music for their shorts. I make experimental electronic music and things like dance, chiptune, synthwave. The song in the podcast, in your podcast, is called Final Battle, and the album, it's a story about a hero who converts itself into a machine, losing everything to save the world. I think that's it. It's the first time someone asked me that, so I didn't know what to say. Thank you. Also, it would be great to know about you. Hope you're having a great day, Rod.
Nope. This is my PayPal account.
Yeah, that's awesome. Rod from Mexico. Excellent.
Are you sure? I
expect them to come up to number three on the listening list then.
Number what?
Number three on the, like, it gets ahead of Romania, whoever it is that's third in the...
Yeah, Romania is fourth, I think, isn't it?
Is it fourth?
Yeah, we have seem to have a big fan base in Romania for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah, it's, I don't know why.
Okay.
But yeah. Oh, that's good. Anyway, thanks, Rod, for that.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be back in touch with him just to say thanks and get a dialogue. I want to see if we can get him on for episode 100 or something. That'd be awesome. Yeah, are we still doing to do that live? Is that the plan? It pretty much is, isn't it?
Apparently.
You know it. I know it. You know it.
We're nearly there, ready, I think.
It's going to be a live show, isn't it? We'll see if we can get Rod.
I was thinking, do we need to put a poll out or something as to when we do it? Like, instead of, is it going to be normal time or do we move it to another time, which might actually be able to, more suitable for people to watch?
Yeah, I think
that's everybody's up at 1 o'clock in the morning. What are you on about?
Yeah, I think that could be a fair shout, you know, whatever. We got to make a decision on it, so.
Mm. Well, we're running out of shows to make, weeks to, like, decide what we're going to do, so.
Yeah. Right. Okay. As I said, I haven't got anything to talk about, so we'll finish up here with Neil. What you got for us, mate?
Okay. Well, earlier this evening, or yesterday evening, I played some Halo Infinite, got invited into the multiplayer flighting for that, thankfully, nicely. And it's pretty good, in my opinion. I haven't played Halo multiplayer for, well, not like had a real go at it for quite a long time. I wasn't very good at Halo 5 multiplayer. So I didn't really play a lot of it.
From what I saw.
Yeah, I don't know how it looks on the stream. It definitely plays pretty nice. A nice solid 60 frames per second getting on that. I'm playing with mouse and keyboard on the PC. I don't know how it works, whether I'm playing just PC people or whether there's Xbox people, because I can just pick up a controller and flick onto controller as well, playing it on the PC. So I assume there's mouse and keyboard available on Xbox as well, because you can do all that now. But yeah, it's got all the cool Halo sounds, like when you get your shield's alarm going off and all that stuff. Feels like Halo, but a bit faster than it did before. You've got like a sprint, and you can slide when you do the sprint and then crouch like you do in most shooters nowadays. So it's modernized Halo, I guess. But yeah, the guns sound fucking cool and they feel cool. They've got some new guns I've never seen before that I picked up a couple. One of them looks really cool, but I wasn't very good with it. And then there was another.
Was that the one that I said looked like?
It was like it sort of shot a. It was like a weird super laser shotgun type of thing. Shot like five bolts ahead of you, but in a horizontal pattern.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's the one that I said looked like a.
Yeah.
Dead space.
And then there was this other power. So each
map has like a power weapon spawn point. So you've got like rocket launcher or fucking the, what's it called? Gravity hammer. And then one of the maps, which I didn't get to play on very often, had, I don't know what the gun was called, but it was fucking awesome. It was like a long range, like super, like a rail gun. It wasn't a rail gun because I didn't have to charge it, but yeah, just fucking absolutely annihilated someone in one shot. But yeah, it's run really well for me so far. I'm like on high settings on PC, not ultra. I haven't tried it any higher, but that's what it got set to when I loaded it up. So I just played it. And it looks really nice. Feels really nice. So hopefully it's still going to be good when it comes out, and that's going to be free to play when it comes out, the multiplayer. So, yeah, looking forward to having a bit of a bash on that with some other people.
Yeah, well, we're all going to have access to it, aren't we? So yeah, we're all
going to
play it.
Well, yeah, so it's free to play, so you don't even need Game Pass to get that.
Oh,
by the time that comes out.
Oh, yeah, okay, brilliant.
So, yeah, hopefully that'll, like, there's a Battle Pass in the beta thing that's going at the minute as a demo, like, of what it's going to be like. Progression seems fairly slow. There's not that many levels, and I'm hoping they do a bit of a better job of it when it actually comes out. I'm assuming they're not going to bang everything in the beta straight away, I suppose. But yeah, it was a bit lackluster, the sort of rewards that are available in there. So I'm assuming it'll look a bit better, that sort of thing, when they actually launch it with like loads of cool armor skins and stuff like that, to make people actually want to progress and pay money to do that kind of thing.
Well, that's going to be the great thing about it, isn't it? Like, if they can pull it off and make sure they've got a strong player base, they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Mm. Yeah, only needs a few of you to spend £80 on a weapon skin, doesn't it?
Saturated now, isn't it, with all these, you know,
definitely retro feely, like it's, you know, just I've played all the only game mode I think that's available this weekend was, it seems like I've only played Slayer all weekend, Team Slayer. I know next weekend has got Big Team Battle. So it's 4v4 Halo at the moment. Next week, there'll be 8v8s on bigger maps, hopefully, as well. So all these games are always about learning all the maps. There's fucking loads of places to go on these maps. They're not huge, like, expansive maps like you've seen in the Halos of old, the ones that I've played. But there's a lot of elevation in each map. So you like different layers and fucking little rat runs and stuff that you can find and get around. What I was playing earlier on before the because I'm playing multiplayer now, like in the previous test that was out before, it was only bots. You can play against bots in this test, but I haven't yet. But the multiplayer aspect of it is only available in certain windows of time. So it's from like, I think it was 10 a.m. Pacific to like 5 p.m. Pacific or whatever, and then there's another one later on. But outside of those hours, while it's available, you can go into that training mode and just like fucking shoot all the guns and run around the maps. And I think you can play against bots in like one of the training modes. And there's a grappling hook in the game now, which I haven't had in the actual multiplayer. But yeah, that's really fucking cool. The grappling hook's brilliant because you can like use it to like snatch weapons, or you can like use it to traverse the a map, like point it at a wall and it will, you know, zoom up a high place and stuff like that. Or
like Titanfall.
I can't really remember in Titanfall, to be honest. But you can also like then obviously grapple onto other people and then zoom in and wallop them with the back of your gun and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. So I've enjoyed what I've played of it, but it's definitely one of them things, like it would definitely be better with a crew. Once you start to learn the maps and all that sort of stuff, and you could probably, you know, go on multiple killing sprees and killing frenzies and God knows what else. It's got all the announcer and everything in it, but you've also got your AI. Like I had Butler, which is like a guy, and he just like pops a few wisecracks every now and again, and like as well as you get, you know, you got the classic Halo announcer that says killing spree and stuff like that. And then you've got this extra voice, which you can change. I'm assuming that'll be another potential purchasable item. To customize your character and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, seems promising so far from what I've played.
Can I ask a silly question?
You can.
Traditionally, it's red versus blue.
Yeah.
On the stream, I can see everybody's a different color. How does yes. that...
What you do have, it is still red versus blue. Because okay. I did shoot against a red person.
Because you're yellow.
And I went, oh, I'm orange. But...
Yellow.
Then I realised they were on my team because they've got a blue name and a blue outline around them. And you can see right. your team through walls and stuff like that. So you can see right. a blue outline of where your team's running around.
That sounds like Valorant. Everyone is... All characters don't change, but the enemy team has sort of like a red glow around them.
Mm. Well, they're like, they have red names above their heads and stuff like that in...
You know, what are the team size?
4v4 at the moment. It's classic.
Yeah,
like,
small right.
team
so players. When you've got like a low number like that, keeping track of where the enemy team, you know, you like you say, you can always see your other team, your team through walls anyway. So that eliminates usually.
Yeah, but it was like it threw me initially when I was like, oh, there's someone in red. I was like, actually, that's my teammate because obviously your armor is your armor. You can basically customize it to whatever color. Once you clock it, it's like, yeah, that's quite easy to tell the difference between the red and the blue. It's available this weekend, and I might play some more. And then I'll say there's a different test, hopefully new maps and stuff next weekend. So I'll have another go next weekend. But I've only done a couple of hours on that, really. So... I've also only done a little bit of gameplay on another game called Aragami 2. I don't know if we mentioned it on the show last week.
Yeah, I think we did mention it. We knew it. I think Aragami was always on my Steam wish list. I just never ended up getting it.
No, I'd never heard of it, to be honest, until it came to Game Pass. So I downloaded it, and it's a stealthy ninja game. I'm playing it solo, but you can co-op it. So it's like just, you know, sneaking around in long grass and jumping up on roofs and then doing like, you can choose to knock people out and hide their bodies and stuff like that, or like you can kill them. I think there's like, at the end of each mission, you get like there's a triangle with your play style, like a little red dot appears. And there's like, so like if you did all knockouts and were sort of like, non-lethal, you can get like an achievement, I guess. And then there's like just murder everyone option. And if you don't get spotted, you get like I don't know what your rewards. I think you can get gold throughout the maps. You'll find gold, and I think you use that to unlock certain things. But there's a nice big skill tree. I've only unlocked the very first thing on there, and then it's like in layers above up. About 6 or 7 layers. I don't know how many from each layer you can unlock, but it plays pretty nice. I thought it was pretty good. I've not played loads of it, but
what do you think the co-op will be like?
Because I have no idea. I think it, you know, you'd need to coordinate what you're doing, I guess, because there's times where, like, there's, you know, guards walking around in like their patterns. They do the same pattern. So you've got to time your knockout or kills of the ones that are just like you can get behind or whatever. So you have like a little shadow dash thing that you can do. So you can like travel like 5 yards basically instantly. And like you'll go like sort of weird black with like a silver shimmer around you when you're in like shade. So you don't, but like people can still literally see you if they walk up next to you and stuff like that. So it's just... you're in shadow type of thing. It looks relatively basic map-wise, but it's quite a nice sort of stylized look to it, like cartoony. But yeah, I feel it's quite good. It's quite a good stealth. If you like stealth games, it's all right so far. I've only played, like, fuck, say, the first mission to completion, and I had to stop playing the second one because I had to go and do something else.
But yeah, I might go back and have another go at that. I don't, like I say, I don't know how it'll play out in co-op. I guess it gets more complex as you go on. Like yeah, with the patterns that the guards will be doing. So you'd have to suss out which order you're going to take them out in and stuff like that to achieve your goal. Of usually, like, there's a few secrets hidden around the maps as well to, like, find on the way around. And like I say, there's, like, bits of gold. Like, you might need to hoof off a couple of guards, you pick up a few gold pieces, and then you use them afterwards to unlock things. Yeah, so it's pretty good. Like I said, I've never ever heard of it until this came out, so it's a nice one of them. Oh, I'd never heard of this game. It's on Game Pass. I'll give it a go. And it turns out it's pretty good. So if you've got Game Pass and you like a little bit of stealth, I'd give it a go.
I will.
And then I've been playing Dark Souls 3 most of the week.
Because you wanted someone to step on your balls with stilettos.
You didn't stream it?
No, I was thinking, I held off playing it because I feel like I should stream it. But I got to the point where I was just like, no, I'm sitting here, I want to play a game, and I want to play Dark Souls, but my wife's working, so I can't stream while she's working. So I just thought, fuck it, I'm just going to play it anyway. So I've done, like, it took me ages, well over an hour to kill that first inverted commas boss, which probably wasn't really a boss anyway. So I've progressed two more big enemy boss type battles I've done. Is it two? And then one to the third, I think. So I've got a big fuck off living tree thing to kill. And I've died about four times doing that. But I nearly fucking beat it earlier and then he got me. I was like, bastard. So I've done all this previously. So all of the stuff I'm doing, I've done before. So far. And I can't remember at what point I got to, but I know I'm not there yet. I definitely remember some weird fucking crab things wandering around a swamp, which I haven't rediscovered yet. So it's Dark Souls, isn't it? You either like it or you don't. But I'm playing a different sort of style. I'm using a lot more of my bow and arrow and the crossbow to like pick people off a bit or chip them down a bit before I go in and try and kill them with my sword potentially. The ones that are a bit more tricky or not. I just feel like I'm just going to clear out. When there's a load of enemies, I try and clear a few out with a bow and arrow or a crossbow before I go in and try and dodge my way around and kill them. But yeah, the boss, it requires going in close basically and stabbing it in the weird egg sack things that it's got on this tree at the minute. But yeah. But like it's all the same. It's like all the bosses are like find out A, like what you've got to do to avoid getting killed, and B, what you need to do to kill it. And there's usually like a change up during a battle. It'll do something. You do like a first phase of the battle, and then there'll be a second phase where they might introduce a new mechanic, or you might need to attack a different part of it or something like that. But yeah, like I say, it's not for everyone. And yeah, I do swear a bit playing these games.
Yeah, fair enough.
They're quite satisfying when you do achieve. So I've done 70 hours on Dark Souls 3 now.
Oh, total. That's a fair old shake of the stick.
And I think probably, I don't know how many I've done in the last 2 weeks. There is a way of telling, but I can't see it now. Well, you might be able to see it more than me on Steam. My most recent games is only telling me Halo Infinite last 2 weeks. Oh, let's see. Last 2 weeks, I've done 14 and a half hours of Dark Souls 3. So
that's a shift.
Quite a bit. Nothing like out of my total gameplay. I've got a lot to catch up on. But I do feel like I'm progressing quicker than I did last time.
Good. All right, can we call it there then?
Yeah.
Because we're getting on because of a couple of old gremlins in the system. Time is marching on. It's late for you guys for sure. I'm knackered. Dave, do your magic.
My magic, what? My sexual magic or my verbal magic?
Sure, do your sexual magic for us.
Well, boom, bada, boom. No.
You've got a lucky, lucky wife.
I'd like to say thank you very much for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you'd like to ask us any questions or get involved, please contact us on Twitter at Seal Podcast. Email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com or join us on our Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. We have a YouTube and Twitch channel, both of which we upload onto Twitter regularly when we go live. We've been doing quite a lot of recordings on Twitch, and Neil and Pilch have been posting them to YouTube quite regularly. It's all going good. I enjoy, especially with my some random games that are quite odd. We need to start doing some, because I know we've done some like big co-op ones, didn't we? But we're all waiting for the what's the game called?
Yeah, back we got for some blood. Back for blood.
Some good ones coming.
That's exactly what I was about to say, Pilch.
Yeah. Forza as well, Halo. There should be some half decent content with us all.
Yeah.
I would just say, I noticed that my subscription, my free Prime subscription, is about to run out.
Yep.
It doesn't automatically subscribe. So if you are one of the few that have very kindly given us your sub, please remember that it's going to run out at some point, and just pop us another one for another month, please.
Yeah.
And get your friends and family to do it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. It all helps. It all goes towards our the Seal Podcast.
Repairing Fraser's Jaguar.
Yeah, no.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if we can make hosting fees out of it. I think, what did we work out? If we all sub to it, all of just the four of us sub to it for the whole year, it should cover the hosting.
It'll definitely go a long way to paying off.
It'll make a nice
pod bean.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, all right. Well, if that's all, then lads, thank you very much for a great show as per usual.
Yeah.
Until next time. Yeah.
Thank you, and bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
See you later.
Laters.
Okay, let's get Craig out of here.
Well, I am fucking knackered tonight. Ooh.
Yeah, sorry, me too.